Deep breaths. Deep breaths. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Tell Mom podcast, where we pour Red Bull down the funnel and just let it go.
Lately, we've been doing a current event.
Current events type podcast.
Yeah, we are.
We need to get some
guests. Because what else are you supposed to talk about? What else are we supposed to talk about but current events, Colin?
I'm so freaking tired of talking about the COVID stuff and hearing about it, but I mean, it is just nonstop.
Running rampant.
The violence is running rampant. What's up? I'm Colin, by the way. We're on episode 107. This is my sister, Brittany. We are the brother and sister duo of the Don't Tell Mom podcast.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
We have got 106 episodes, if this is your first time listening, that you can go back and listen to.
That's right.
Check them out.
We start at one and just keep going.
Laughed our asses off.
We should do that one day.
Oh,
just sit and binge our own podcast.
React.
And see how stupid we are. Like, I can't believe you said that. Yeah. I really don't. I'm not a huge fan of like listening or seeing myself back on video or like on a recording. I remember the first time I ever heard my voice on a recording, I was like, what? I sound like a man. I was like, what? Is that really what I sound like? And it was like,
The Miley Cyrus
voice. And then one of my friends was like, yeah, and your laugh's annoying too. And I was like, well, thanks a lot. I guess it's not for everybody.
Oh my gosh.
It is who I am.
I'm still trying to get over this weekend. It's been a long one. It's like
4th of July, baby.
America, happy birthday. But then also, It's like seeing tweets about like, happy Independence Day. Really? Are we that? Are we happy Independent? Are we free?
Everybody's mad. You mad, bro?
Are we free? Mad. Like, why are we celebrating? We shouldn't be celebrating. There's nothing to celebrate.
Yes, there is. There's some things to be happy for. This is the problem, though, is that the negative, like everybody's just trying to highlight the negative things in the world. I don't want to highlight the negative things. I want to highlight the positive things in the
world. Kanye West for president,
yeah.
2020.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I might be able to get behind.
Did you see he announced?
I saw that.
Like,
and
oh
I'm,
my gosh.
You know, I believe that I'm not surprised at all.
Uh-uh.
But, I mean, I'd like to hear what he stands for. I'd like to hear what he's going to.
There's a lot of controversy about that as far as, well, there was a video or he did something several years ago where he said, and I will run for president 2020.
Yeah, I remember that. Last election.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
Something like, 4 years ago. And then now it's, you know, is it a publicity stunt?
We waited until the last minute. And then he's
new,
like,
yeah,
throw my name
out.
In the hat. Hey, anything could happen.
Pulling
to be honest
votes
with you,
from Trump, from Biden.
I mean, seriously, they're like, it could happen, y'all. It could seriously happen.
I mean, anything at this
Trump's
point.
Trump's in there.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a cold day in hell before Donald Trump.
I mean,
Arnold
Schwarzenegger was the mayor or senator or something, right? I mean, these famous folks, they can get in there. They got some pull, right? You don't underestimate a famous person's fans.
It's insane the influence that these people have. But yeah, I just...
Hey, you know, I'd probably be down for Kim Kardashian as president, to be honest with you. I mean, she's getting that law degree, girl. Get it, you know? She's smarter than y'all think she is.
Our generation...
Her mama, actually, needs to be the president.
Oh, yeah. Our kids' generations are going to see some crazy presidential candidates, I'm sure.
I know.
Because of the way social media works now. And
speaking of social media, you're about to say goodbye to one of your favorite ones because TikTok's about to get banned in America.
I heard it got banned in India already.
Well, it's a Chinese app. And we're pretty much at war with China. We're not really, but we're heading in that direction,
TikTok,
right?
TikTok, no.
Yeah, you didn't see that on the news this morning. They said U.S. is to ban or is talking about banning TikTok. In the U.S. because it's the China trying to influence us and blah, blah, blah.
That's crazy because it's really huge.
It's real big.
It's like popping off. I never thought Vine would go away, but Vine, the 6-second app, TikTok kind of replaced that, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, anything could happen, but then that gives more
opportunity. What else are people going to do in quarantine, Colin?
Yeah.
If not dance on TikTok? I mean, I haven't personally got into it, but I know you kind of dabbled in it a little bit.
Yeah,
you stuck your toes in.
I haven't posted in a while, but I still get on there and check out all the trends and stuff. And even at night, I'll get on there and Gaines loves foxes. So we'll just look up baby fox TikToks.
Oh, okay.
And just watch, you know.
It's crazy how there's everything.
Everything. It's insane.
I mean, things you wouldn't even think. Like, who thought of that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and at first, when I first got on it, I was like, this is insane. I can't figure this out. But now I could, like, tell you, I could do a tutorial on how to edit a TikTok and the way you could, you know, like
how sync to it get up it in. How many seconds do you get on that thing?
And you can do 15 or 60.
Okay.
But yeah,
I like the little dance, you know, the Justin Bieber dance. I like that. Uh-huh. I've actually listened. I don't watch TikToks, but I actually listened to a playlist. That's TikTok songs that are stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Because they got some dank songs on there, though. People have been coming, like, some of the famous little TikToks have got some good songs.
Well, even, like, when we're in the...
yummy, you know what I mean? Like,
Renegade.
Right?
We're in the car, and a song will come on, and we haven't heard the full version of it because we've only heard it on TikTok, but the kids will even say, that's the song from TikTok.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
making
just,
folks famous out here on TikTok.
It's just crazy. I'm like, oh, that's what the song's about? Or that's how the song is?
It's got that dun, 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 get that quick, like, they got a beat to it.
Yeah.
Because you got to be quick with the beat, and they got to pop with the dance.
I want to know who, like, makes these, I guess the famous TikTokers, or the like, makes these little dances up, and then everybody tries to imitate them and copy them. I saw Justin Bieber do a car karaoke with James Gordon. Is that who it is? James Gordon? One of the talk show hosts, the British guy or Australian. I think that's his name. But they were in the car and talking about TikTok. And Bieber said, all right, I'm going to make up a new TikTok dance right here. And I think he tried to make it go viral. But that's just how it starts. Like you just to yummy yum or yummy or whatever. And then...
Try to pop and get your pops right with the beat and all that.
Crazy stuff.
I'm too old for that shit, Colin. I'm almost 35 years old and I can't figure it out, you know.
I get into like the visual effects side of it or the magic side. Like when you jump up in the mirror, like you're recording yourself in the mirror. And you jump up, and then you let go.
Yeah,
and then
I've
you
seen
jump
that.
Up again, and you let go, and you jump up again. And so when you put it all together, it looks like you're just like floating, like
in the mirror. Yeah, special effects. Yeah,
like I get into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I could see you getting into
and
that
the magic tricks.
Like that, the ones that I do see, the TikToks that I do see, are the ones that have gone viral that have made their way over to Instagram because that's my platform.
Yeah.
That's the one I actually look at is Instagram, but or Facebook. And so it's like, hey, those memes that get reposted. And then you got tons of the ones with the switch the light off.
Let me flip a switch.
And then you got the little Justin Bieber and his girlfriend dance. It looked really good. But when some people try to do that, they look really dumb. And if you watch their facial expressions, that's the best part. Because it's like it's like your face is just not matching what your body's doing. And it's just really funny. But
that's a whole other aspect to it, though, too, is the quote-unquote TikTok faces.
Yeah.
People have to have these, like, exaggerated, like, you have to have the face to go along with the dance.
Right. You had those girls that got in a car wreck, and they were upside down and TikToked it.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And they're, like, doing a dance while they're, like, they're literally hanging from their seatbelt. It was right after they got in a car wreck, which they probably got into from watching TikTok while they were driving. And they're, like, hanging upside down waiting on the emergency to get there. And they're, like, let's TikTok real quick. And so they, like, play a song, and they videotape themselves dancing while they're hanging upside down. I'm, like, come on, y'all.
That's
this is
crazy.
I'm scared on the streets. I'm scared to drive anywhere with these kids and this TikTok.
I was about to say, why is the first thing that you think of is to TikTok after you've been in a wreck? But sometimes as a vlogger on the YouTube, the first thing I would think about when something would happen to my kids or me growing back in the day.
Your kids hurt themselves. You're like, let me get the camera.
Like, I see it about to happen, going down a slide. I'm like, oh, where's the camera? Where's the camera? Get out your phone.
He's about to bust his ass.
Yeah, exactly. I can't miss it. But you still got to be responsible.
Sick, Colin,
as
you're
far
sick.
As
I don't know. It's getting kind of vulgar, though. I saw one. It was like a guy banging his girlfriend in the bathroom, and then they cut the light off and cut it back on, and then it was the girl banging him.
Oh,
and I was
gosh.
Like, how is this even on my Instagram feed? Like, this should be illegal. Like, it shouldn't be popping up, but you know, whatever.
Oh, so a possibility of them going
him.
Out. Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
Like Sophia would say, bye-bye.
There's creators making bank on there, too.
Yeah.
We haven't...
How do you make money on TikTok, though?
Dabbled in. You can do, like, live, TikTok live, which is basically like a live stream, and have people donate that way, but... a lot of the people do like just sponsors, just, you know, like on Instagram or YouTube.
So what's the OnlyFans?
Oh my gosh. We should create an OnlyFans account. Not you and me, but
I thought it was like prostitution or something.
Yeah, like okay. It's like
you can do that for yourself.
It's like the raunchy side. It's like God, it's
but
like
it's not all just sexual acts on camera, is it? It's like there's OnlyFans pay. Like, why would it be so like talked about publicly if it was like some kind of back alley prostitution ring or something?
You
like
can
why?
You can you can pay for, it's a subscription based app or service, and these famous people and famous influencers are jumping over to that as a way to make money and showing their tits and this, that, and the other, from what I've heard.
All right, Colin, we're not going to show our tits, but why don't we do an OnlyFans page for the podcast? Why don't you just slap this podcast on our own OnlyFans page also? The Don't Tell Mom OnlyFans.
Well, I don't know, because people would have to pay for it. I mean,
would y'all pay for us? Come on.
I mean, I've seen some raunchy, like, people talking about, I paid for this OnlyFans, and it was the most raunchiest, da-da-da-da-da, but they obviously blurted it out because it was on YouTube or something, but
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, good Lord, like, these people are out here just basically selling themselves.
Right.
To selling the public. Selling
their soul to the devil,
just
Colin.
Don't even care.
Gotta showing get that money. All.
Hard
times during quarantine.
That's when it was really picking
everybody
up.
Lost their jobs and shit. We got to find other ways. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine the other day. She was like, girl, I'm seriously considering doing cams. And I was like, what is cams? She was like, you know, webcams.
Live
I was like,
cams.
What?
Oh,
no.
Gosh. Where you just get
she
in there.
She was joking, and... but was she though? She was like, I heard I can get $500 for pictures of my feet. And I was like, where?
That's what's
I'll
so
do
great.
That. You want a foot pic? I got you.
There's so many weird fetishes out there.
Well, apparently it's like a friend of a friend of hers, supposedly.
She could have an alias name?
Selling her panties, her used panties to somebody in the UK for $500 a pair.
People would do it. People would totally buy that.
And she's
got to
send them over.
Too.
So you know they get real ripe because they got to ship them all the way over to the UK. And do the transaction, deal.
I'm like,
Corey, what if I let you wear my panties? Those would go for $1,000, I bet.
God, that is gross. I saw, we actually had a video about something, sleeping with your eyes open or something like that. I was just kidding. Like, we were making a video and I was like pretending I was asleep, but I was just like laying there with my eyes open. And Katie was like, you're not asleep. And I was trying to see how long I could go without blinking or something like that. Well, it started like gaining all these random views, and then all these trolls
on TikTok.
No, this was on YouTube years ago. All these trolls started commenting like, I want to, you came here for the part at 12 minutes. The part, and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, what part at 12
and so I just I searched and I looked up like eyeball fetish or something, and there's people that like to watch people licking other people's eyeballs.
What?
Or something like that. Yeah.
No.
Like, no offense if that's your thing out there, but damn, what the hell is going
You're
on?
Weird.
Like, that's gross. Like, I guess it's gross, is it? Like, I don't even know.
I mean, there's grosser things for sure. Licking an eyeball. I've done that to get a eyelash out of my friend's eye. Like, they have a lash in their eye. That's how you get the lash out.
It was so interesting. I was like, what? Why are these people hating?
Have you ever had your eyeball licked?
No.
I have, inadvertently. Like, Corey be, like, messing around, and he'd lick my face.
Of
my face. Like, ha, gotcha, you know, that kind of thing. And it, like, licked my eyeball. And it's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're into, is that weird
feeling. Was the licking eyeballs, and then Katie got a pedicure one time, and it was green for St. Patrick's Day. And I called it, like, sexy lucky toes, and all the comments were like, you're here for the 5-minute mark. And it was just one quick shot of Katie's feet. And, like, it's just, I'm like, why does this video have so many more views? But you can see the watch time. The watch time wasn't.
It was only from 5 minutes. They scrolled right to the 5-minute mark.
I was like, God, there's some crazy people out there with these fetishes. I mean, you could say I have a fetish about video games or whatever. I mean, but, like, whatever you're into, more power to you. But, I don't know.
You know that guy, I don't know why this
fetishes.
Yeah, I do too. I know, but watch your browser. Be careful. I was watching something, and my girlfriend posted it, and she said Shane Dawson,
which
I think you've talked about
all,
before. That's how I know him. He had some weird video where he's in a podcast talking about
babies.
Oh my God, you sick fuck. Like, I will never listen to him again. Or like, I've never listened to him.
I've been all over that news that broke out over the weekend, or over
is that recently?
Week.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw it on Facebook.
He used to be really risque, kind of like what we said in the last podcast, how you could like say that's so gay, but now you can't.
Yeah.
But he would take it to the extreme, kind of like some of our friends back in the high school using the N-word and like blackface, you know, that used to be like whatever. Like, yeah. It was just culturally, he's getting bashed for today's culture and the racist things that he did from a culture that was 20 years ago. Like somebody said in the podcast I listened to, if we were bald right now and we were talking about hair baldness, in 20 years, the culture could change where we would be racist for talking about not having as much hair. Right. You know, like it's just the change in times. Granted, I'm not condoning or advocating anything he has said or done in the past. And he's come out with an apology video and stuff like that. But
yeah, but the shit about the little girl.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he was all this, he's no, doing all this shock value stuff.
There's a lot of shit that I can like get over and I'm not really, you know what I mean? I don't get offended easily at all. No. But like that kind of stuff. No,
mm-mm. How does your brain even go that? And then a video of Will Smith's daughter. It was like a poster or something on the wall, and he's like going over to it and just acting like he was whacking off to it. That came out from God. Like 10 years ago, and then Jaden and Jada and Willow's Will's son. Came out and just like Shane Dawson's canceled essentially. Like the cancel culture is here with that because they came out and just bashed him and didn't bash him.
Yeah, you don't fuck with the Smiths, okay? We love them.
That was a crazy.
I do. That's like my favorite family is the Will Smith. Oh yeah, family,
Big Willie style. That's what I grew up listening to.
Big Willie style is right. Well, I mean, I get like how things change, and I've said it a million times that like. If thank God, I even saw a friend the other day that I hadn't seen since high school. He said, "Thank God we didn't have cameras in high school, right?" Camera phones, you know. And I was like, I did, because I was that girl that would go to the store and get the disposable camera, take the pictures, go and you know, and get that. Like I collected pictures. I had one of those little things that it's like the little Polaroids, the tiny Polaroids that had the sticky on the back. And I mean, I literally had pictures everywhere. I had an entire wall of pictures. So I mean. Thank God we didn't have cameras on our, because we were posing for most of those pictures. But can you imagine like some of this stuff? Like y'all know, we've told the stories. Like what if we had a video camera during some of those stories and then I go try to run for president? Yeah.
That's coming out. That's the thing. I actually came across a video where I had a video camera, and this is kind of goes back to my love for what I do today, I guess, on my senior day of high school. Walking down the halls vlogging before it was even a thing.
Yeah.
Vlogging all my friends and telling them to say what's up. And I was even acting like I had sponsors and stuff. Like back, I was like, I think WBRC Channel 6 News was there or something to record some of the graduation or the last day of school festivities. And I saw them out there and I was trying to get on the news. I was like, oh, look, my sponsor's here. Fox 6 News, WBRC. Thanks for sponsoring today's video. Yeah, it was just so foreshadowing to go back and watch that, seeing that. But I'm glad I didn't have one.
For a lot of the other stuff, the
10, 11, 12-year-old ages when we were like, throwing around all sorts of lingo.
I remember we had like this one recording we found later on in life when we were like teenagers or something. And it was of us when we were like, I don't know, you were probably 10 or 11 and I was 8 or 9, whatever. And it was like a cassette where you can like, you put the cassette in and you press the 2 buttons to record it, you know?
Yeah.
And you were recording yourself rapping.
Is this it?
Right? This might be the actual.
I've got the boombox right here, or one of them. There's a cassette in here, actually.
Is that? I wonder if that's the one, Cullen. I'm gonna flip out if there's actually if that's the one. What is it?
Oh no, it's the Ace of Base.
Nice.
I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign.
Yeah.
Life is demanding.
No, that wasn't it. But I mean, thank God we don't know where it is now, but it was Cullen just cursing up a storm.
Oh, I was like, then, fuck, bitch.
And Alanis Morissette singing Alanis Morissette songs and saying the cuss word in it. Ironic or whatever.
Oh.
I don't know. Cullen was a little rapper.
I was a little Will Smith wannabe. Like, I literally, I knew about Will Smith rapping before I think a lot of people even knew he was a rapper. Like, they just knew him from Fresh Prince.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, DJ Jazzy Cullen. Anyway.
Oh, man, that was a trip down memory lane.
Okay, so listen, this is what I want to talk about, because y'all know last week, if you listen to the podcast, you'll know that we were talking about 4th of July and what our plans were, which our 4th of July was actually awesome, by the way.
Yeah, your video is
my video
hilarious.
Was, yeah, we did a giant slip and slide in our yard, and it was a lot of fun. We have, like, the perfect hill for to where it's safe for kids and fun for adults, too. You know what I mean? So it was good. But y'all, if you remember, I was talking about how I'm scared to go anywhere on 4th of July because the firecrackers all sound like gunshots. And as the older I get, the more paranoid I get. Well, Cullen, let me tell you, I have reason for my paranoia, and today's news stories would prove it, okay? I was watching the news just in disbelief. It was 160 killings over the weekend. 160 people died during 4th of July celebrations. So,
home of the free.
Tell me I'm crazy for being paranoid and not want to go out going.
Like, why?
It's senseless. Gun violence. It's stupid. Listen, like, I got facts. I got facts for you, Cullen. Well, first of all, there was one here. Real close to home, it was at our mall, just right down the street from where we live, and it was a, it was some guy. It was an 8-year-old boy was killed in the inside the mall from a shooting, and apparently there was a verbal argument between a group of men at the mall, and it turned violent. Excuse me, and led to gunfire, where an 8-year-old boy, innocent bystander, and three other innocent bystanders were injured. But the 8-year-old boy was killed. And the Hoover police said that they have one person in arrest, and they're still looking for, like, the other people. And it's crazy because they put it on the news looking for his buddies, like the other people that were involved in this confrontation. And it's showing them on the news, and but they all have masks on.
They all have masks on. I saw that.
And it's like, what's going to, like, is that part of the reason that people are getting, are feeling like they can go out and do these things? Because their face is hidden, and they don't look like they're up to no good with their face hidden. They just look like normal person in the crowd.
Yeah.
The surveillance can't tell who they are. You know what I mean?
It was Friday afternoon, I think. We were leaving the pool, and we were leaving a little bit early, and this lady stopped me, and she said, are y'all aren't going by the Galleria on your way home, are you? I was like, first of all, I don't know who you are, but why are you asking? I mean, we're going home. And she was like, okay, because there was just a shooting over there and the police presence is high and you might not be able to get through. And I was like, oh, wow. And this happened like 2 minutes before, like, you know, and so we're like, so I got on Twitter, of course, and I started searching it and looking it up. And all this stuff initially was like thought to be that it was over the masks in general. Like, somebody was talking about how they didn't want to wear a mask and this, that, and the other.
But then
it came out that it was probably gang related in a sense or something, because I don't know if you saw the picture of that they posted. You said you saw the picture, but, like, I don't know if you noticed.
They all had
the same chain on, like a gang type relation or something. So I think there was talk about how it was two opposing gangs.
I didn't even know there was gangs here.
What's even more scary is I was just there with my son Brooks at Bath and Body Works getting the 3-wick candle special half off 2 days prior, and Katie was there 4 days prior with both kids. And now it's like,
I ain't going back there.
This is just they didn't tear
that shit down.
It hits so close to home. And then the argument also is like, where's the outrage in the protests about this? Like, you know, it's an innocent little black boy that got killed by a group of black men, I think, is what the understanding is. I know the picture they showed.
The suspect that they have in custody is,
I know for a fact that there's the parents of the other three that aren't in custody can look at those pictures and be like, that's my boy. Those are his clothes that he's wearing. You know,
sign with dreadlocks.
That's my boy. Yeah. Even though they got masks on, it's such a clear image. You can see. And I also know that if it was my kid that killed would you turn your son in for murdering an 8-year-old boy, or just hope the police find him, or like that's the thing.
That's a crazy question, dude.
The police was like, if you're watching this and you did this and you were involved in this, if you don't turn yourself in, we will find you. And so I was reading all the comments.
If he's holding the gun and he's the actual shooter, maybe. But if he's there and one of his friends does that, and he's just there and he's guilty by association,
yeah.
I don't know if I would help.
Right.
They're just kids too, 22 years old, the one that's in custody.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just young men.
I don't know if the one in custody is the one that shot, pulled the trigger or what, or if they all had guns. I don't know. But, like, that was one of the, some of the comments were like, if this was my son and I could recognize him from this picture, I would be turning his ass in for, I mean, you're talking about an 8-year-old boy just walking through the mall with his mom, or I'm not sure the full story.
How many lives were affected by this one, this one thing? I mean, this one argument. That people think they're all big and bad because they got guns, and then look, they didn't even hit the target. They were just
like,
blah, blah, blah,
blah, like, yeah. And it started in the food court, and the little boy got shot way down by this one of the other ends.
So you don't realize how far the reach is. Like, it's like, of course, that the saddest that part is that little boy's family that just lost their son, yeah. Right? And then you've got the people that were actually hit and their families. And then you've got the people that were working there that are now don't feel safe to go back to work. That's what I saw on my Facebook. And then my neighborhood group, one of our neighbors works at the Galleria, was across the hall where the shooting happened and said she honestly didn't feel safe to go back to work, but she has to support her family. So it was, what do you do, you know?
I find another job or wait till they get metal detectors. They're going to shut the Galleria down.
Shut it down.
I mean, but then it's just going to transfer over to the Summit.
Shop it on Amazon.
No, that's the thing. Like me and Katie were saying, we're like, what's the point of even going to shop anywhere now because of your safety?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I mean, the coronavirus.
Other than trying on clothes, I mean.
I've actually got my first real live person that I know that's got caught with the coronavirus. It's a neighbor of ours. And she works at, they work at UAB. So it was like kind of like it was bound to happen. You know what I mean? She works like on the coronavirus floor or whatever. Yeah. Like it was one of those things. But she's got 3 kids and a husband, and she's quarantined and stuff now. And but it's crazy because I was like, that was the first time out of all this happening that I actually know somebody. And for it to be somebody that lives a couple doors down from me, it's like, wow, it can happen. I mean, I know she was an essential worker that's like there and that's close by to it, but it's like they were supposed to come to our 4th of July slip and slide. And he called and said, hey, we're not going to come to do the slip and slide with the kids because, you know, my wife's sick and she's getting tested for coronavirus and we don't know. We don't have the results back yet. So we're just not going to come. We're not going to like put y'all in danger in the event that she does have it. Sure enough, you know, Monday rolls around and she gets her results back and she did have it. And I was like, thanks for not coming to our party. But I mean, it's that close. It's like right there, you know.
I would imagine, and I was listening to one of Katie's friends talking about this, there's a lot of guilt associated with positive tests of COVID, especially if you've put yourself in the line of fire or if you've been interacting with people in general. Just
the mental
guilt that you have to, because it's your responsibility and the right thing to do to call anybody you've been in contact with and be like, look, I know we just hung out last week at the cookout.
Like telling you have a disease or something.
But yeah. I got tested positive for COVID. And then like, you know, the shame and the guilt and you're having to deal with, and then hoping that they respond respectfully. And
that's
a whole different.
I was watching something else on the news this morning that was like all these restaurants that were opening and they were doing everything right or whatever, but you're not going to wear a mask while you're eating, obviously. Well, they were showing like, you know, how far once you cough without a mask on, how far it can go up to like 8 feet or something. But then it was showing where this one lady had it. She was asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. Like she didn't have any symptoms of it.
Yeah.
And she was at the corner, like the back corner of a table. And when she coughed or something, and 15 people got it in that restaurant. And it's because the air conditioning vent was above her, and it doesn't pull air from the outside. It pulls it from the inside. So it just literally circulated it and got 15 other people in that same restaurant. Jeez. Came back positive, probably from this one
That's
lady.
What this lady said. She said she didn't have any fever or anything. She just knew she had been she was a chef working for one of Our Lady of Sorrows events or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she had been around a lot of people, but she didn't have a fever. She didn't, you know, have any major symptoms, but then she started kind of getting stuffy nose and she said, better be safe than sorry. Let me go get checked. And then sure enough, it came back positive. So
yeah,
that's just crazy. Like now I'm like, oh crap. If I sneeze, do I not, like, you know?
You get checked. Like I got checked when I was pregnant and, you know, before I came in to labor and delivery, they had done my test and I had gone into labor before I'd actually gotten the results back, but they had them and I was negative for it. So I was like, okay, good. So I know I'm negative for it, but then how long, like it gives you this sense of like, oh, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But then how long after, like, okay, say I test negative on Sunday, and then Monday I come in contact with somebody that has it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, I just got tested, I'm fine. And, you know, like, so no one around me is going to get it from me because I just got, what I mean? That kind of sense. And then, but you could, like, how does that, I don't even know how that works. Like, if you pick it up on Monday, how quickly can you then pass it to somebody else? Like, I don't really know.
Yeah, I think you can sit on your system, or, you know, it's 7 days or 14. Like, that's the whole thing. It's so weird. Like, it's such a weird, virus. Well, and as far as the virus goes, I wonder if that contributes with the whole 4th of July shootings.
Yeah, because people are so sensitive. Everybody's got a different opinion. Like, okay, right. Should we wear the mask? Should we not wear the mask? Is it, you know, violating our freedom to, you know, have to wear one or whatever?
Or I've been good so far, so let's go out and party. Because I've seen pictures and videos of, like, the beaches and stuff, and they were, like,
packed.
It said masks required, but they were packed with no masks.
Yeah, like, right? This false sense of, like, okay, well, even if I do get it, it's not going to kill me because so few people have died from it in comparison to how many people have it and stuff like that. And then the whole argument I understand is, like, it's like, well, you could then pass it to, like, an older person or whatever, mm-hmm. or somebody else in your family that wouldn't survive it, right? So that's the whole thing, is everybody needs to do their part. And I totally agree with that. I think everybody – I wear a mask every time I leave the house. You know, I mean, that's just I'm all about keeping myself, my family, and everybody else around me, you know, everybody safe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that big of an inconvenience for me to wear a mask, you know.
And a lot of the places are saying no mask, no service. I mean, it's the new normal thing. Our neighborhood had a 4th of July fireworks show, and in the neighborhood brief or whatever, it said masks required, and it mm-hmm. turned a lot of the own neighborhood against each other. There was a huge argument.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, in the neighborhood page, yeah. And it was just like, I'm not, if you're going to tell me I can't go, you know, around the block. Yeah, and it's inconvenient. We went, we took our masks, we wore them for a minute, but we were so, everybody parked, you know, a good decent ways away. And literally, I looked around, there was, like, nobody wearing masks. I mean, it wasn't, but we're open area, you know. Yeah,
it's not as, from what I understand, the scientists are saying it's not as bad outside as it is indoors. Because indoors, like I was saying, has the circulation of the air conditioning coming through and all this stuff. And so it's easier to get when you're in close proximity indoors with people than I guess it would be if you were outside. I don't really know. But it is, everybody's got an opinion about it, right? It's these things that are happening to everybody. And because it's happening to everybody, everybody feels entitled to their opinion and to voice that. And so you have people that are arguing about whether they should wear it, whether they shouldn't. And then you're bringing up issues that everybody wants to chime in their opinion on. If, you know, you should open up the stores again, open the country back up, or if it'd do worse damage to keep them closed or reclose things, and then our economy go into the shitter, you know, mm-hmm. like, and then people can't feed their families and then have to struggle or die that way. You know what I mean? So everybody's, you know, sees things differently. And when you put your views up against somebody else, there's obviously going to be tension. Like, I automatically get kind of, like, I get mad at Corey if he doesn't wear his mask. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's my, because I'm like, why is it that inconvenient for you? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's like a small inconvenience, a small price to pay to make sure that you don't bring it home to your family. Like, you know?
Yeah, that's what I heard Philly D talk about, how it's so hard to get everybody on the same team as a collective unit.
We're so divided.
The world, it's like, if we could just all be on the same team, it would help, but we can't.
And then, like, the protests and people, what they think that they shouldn't be doing the protests because of the coronavirus, and then they think that it's irresponsible to go to these things and spread the disease. Like, okay, well, everything has to be closed except if you're protesting, or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So everybody's got an opinion, and unfortunately, like, there's been people that are blocking friends you've known your whole life because their views on this, on the pandemic, on Black Lives Matter, on, you know, the mask, on everything. And you got people like ending friendships mm-hmm. over about what they think should happen. And it's sad. I mean,
and then you got assholes. Like, I saw in one, an article, there's one guy that was known positive testing for COVID. He knew he had it. And posted a shot of him on the beach and wasn't wearing a mask and
coughing on folks.
He wasn't really coughing, but he was just like, F you, if you don't think I can't come out here, this is my freedom, this is my right. I quarantined for 18 days. I tested positive. I mean, for 8 days, I tested positive. He only quarantined for 8 days. He's supposed to, well, I don't know why 14 is the magic number. Yeah. I don't know, but he said he felt better. He hadn't gotten retested yet or something like that. But it apparently it went viral. It blew up. Everybody was just bashing him. Like,
yeah.
Just to be that arrogant about that,
right,
everything.
To know and then not do the responsible things. Yeah, after you know that you've tested positive. But, I mean, I don't know. It's like, that's the difference in him and somebody that doesn't know they have it that's walking around for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But, yes, I do believe, like, your question was, do you think that that's in is causing a lot of these violence? I think everything going on, tensions are high. People have lost their jobs or don't know if they're going to ever be able to return back to work or if they're they're either protesting or they're not protesting or there's riots and then there's the coronavirus and the mask and the no mask and they go back to work and they should shut it down or they should open it up. And then you've got the election and, you know, who you're voting for and, you know, and just all these things, right? And then, oh, heaven forbid, they ban TikTok, too. So it's just not shaping up to be our favorite year, right? But I do think that all of these things have caused tension. And, you know, like with a gang violence, you know, I mean, I can imagine that if one guy says something just slightly wrong to the other guy, like, man, you should be wearing your mask. You don't care about your mama. And then it's like, you just said something about my mama, you know, and then it just escalates really fast. And then pop, 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 three people die, you know, like, but this is just, it was just kind of overwhelming. And I don't know if this is normal. I know that it is normal for violence and the gun, shootings and stuff like that, gun violence to go up during 4th of July weekend. That's been kind of a, something that's been happening over the last few years. But it was just kind of shocking, and that's why I had the wrote these statistics.
Chicago's
down.
Always pretty high, isn't it?
Chicago's always pretty high. Their violence is pretty high, but this over this course of the weekend, Thursday through Sunday, they said they had 47 shootings with 87 victims and 17 fatalities. And that same holiday weekend in 2019, there was 42 shootings. With 66 victims and 6 deaths. So it's gone up. It's like doubled since last year. Then in Atlanta, this was so sad. Atlanta, apparently there was there was an 8-year-old boy shot, I know, but there was 11 different shootings, 31 victims, 5 of whom were killed. One was an 8-year-old boy.
Are these and all like
this is over the last
public-
weekend.
Public. This isn't like police shooting other people.
This is
like
people shooting
people on people.
Yeah, people on people. Yeah, this has nothing to do with police. So this is not like riot stuff. This is just, well, actually, the one in Atlanta apparently, and I needed to go back and read the story, but I think it was like a group of armed men were like hanging out near the Wendy's where that one guy was killed. During the protests or whatever by the police, that Wendy's is now like a memorial. I guess it was like armed men protecting this side of the neighborhood or something that where that Wendy's was. But it was like armed men are out there, and then they just start shooting fire and hit an 8-year-old boy and killed him. That was like in a car that wasn't even involved in whatever the argument was about, but. I mean, it blows my mind. It's like, y'all are just killing each other now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? The New York City Police Department reported 44 shootings from Friday to Sunday. With it's up 16 incidences from last year. And it says 11 killings from Friday through Sunday. 10 of them were due to gun violence. And 63 people were injured, some seriously, in the shootings. Last year, there were 6 killings over the same period. And then Los Angeles, there was 21 shootings and 6 killings. And Philly, there was several shootings and 30 people shot, 8 killed.
Golly.
That's just some of the bigger cities and then our city or whatever. But, I mean, doesn't that just blow your mind, dude? Tell me you're going to not be a little bit more nervous about gun violence.
We went to go watch fireworks that our city puts on. For the state or for our little area, that it's a huge show, Thunder on the Mountain. And
yeah, we were gonna go.
Katie was like, let's bring our protection because we didn't want, like, I was like, well, we're not gonna be in a building. We're not gonna be, it's one of those where you go park anywhere you can in the city to view the fireworks from a certain location and get a good
pick your place.
Pick your place. Yeah. But, like, still, just the unknown of, like, what could happen if somebody could walk up to you and, you know, like, I will say, kind of talking about fireworks, the last year, I think there was a drought, so the fireworks were banned in the state.
Yeah, they caused a lot of fires. You saw that L.A. too, where they banned it in L.A. And then they showed like a video, like a drone footage of L.A. on 4th of July. And it was just boom. It was like the whole town was having their own fireworks.
Was that last year?
This year.
Oh, this year. Mm-hmm. Well, last year they were banned. This year they weren't banned. I don't assume, because it was literally like on the way home, driving home. It was like a thunder on the mountain. It was just so different from last year, seeing just like pew pew versus this year was like kabow.
Yeah, people are getting paid. They're getting that unemployment, that stimulus fell in. They took that stimulus to the fireworks store.
Oh my gosh! Speaking of fireworks, Mr. Beast. I don't know if he's huge on YouTube, biggest YouTuber out there. He spent $600,000. You see that?
22 million views. And Corey goes, you think that he made his money back on that YouTube video? 600,000. I said, no. 600,000 views or $600,000. That's a lot of money. I don't think any ad company is spending that much on his one little video.
The video of his, like, he had the whole little computer system and everything. And he would like
some serious pyrotechnics.
It was unbelievable. It was insane. So
I need to watch it. I didn't actually watch
people
that.
People just going crazy. I went to Crazy Bill's and spent $17.
I went on the third. I went down here to McCalla, and I was actually at the firework stand. It was a stand. You had to wear your mask, and you didn't get to go in the store. You had to like tell the lady which one you wanted. So it was a little different for me because I want to look. I don't know. Let me see here. And she said, buy one, get one free for everything. So, like, say you spend $30 and you get $30 for free. I was like, all right.
Oh, wow. I needed to find that place.
I know. So, dang. There was a $30, like, pack. I was like, I just need something for my toddler that would be, you know, like, the little ones that don't make too much noise, but are sparkly. Some sparklers and all that. And so she's had, like, a little pack that had your go-tos, your Roman candles and your snakes and your little snap poppers and all that stuff, sparklers and. So I got that, and then I got $30 I got to spend. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I bought some fireworks while I was at the stand. My friend Matt called me, and he was like, hey, are you at the Galleria? I said, no. He said, somebody just got shot at the Galleria, so don't go over there. I was like, well, I'm in McCalla. But that's how I found out. I was actually getting fireworks when I found out.
About a shooting that we just talked about on the last podcast. That's crazy. Uh-huh. I got some of those little grow snakes that are just. And the kids love those better than anything. The loud ones and the stuff that made all the noise, they didn't like. They could just sit there and watch those little slugs grow.
Right? The ones that do the visual. So the pop-pop isn't really not good. Well, we didn't even actually show. I think Sophia saw one firework, and it was and it was like a, you know, just sits on the ground and spews out some fire.
Oh, yeah. I saw y'all dancing in front of that one.
Well, she wasn't up for that. It was Lily Bean was the only one up for that because Sophia had gone to bed, and I'm not deterring from her sleep schedule. She'd had so much fun. She was wore out. I was like, should we wake her up and bring her down here to look at the fireworks? I was like, nah, we'll do it another night. we're tired. Let's not. But me and Corey sat out there, and we lit a few of them and danced around with our sparklers, and Lily was out there with us, and we didn't even get through half the bag. We're like, let's go in. This is boring. But yeah, is our dumb. Neighbors down here, I could see, like, over the trees, you know, you can kind of see through the trees that somebody up here had spent some money because they were doing a whole show in our neighborhood. Man. I was like, by then, we are going to go down to the one downtown and load the kids up and do all that, wake the kids up. But it was a day, man.
With the slip and slide and all
we
that?
We had that slip and slide fun going on.
You know what's
on,
underrated that I think is underrated firework?
What?
Is the, like, military-grade smoke bomb. Like, the ones that literally go off for 2 minutes. Like, it's literally, there's no, like, pyrotechnics or anything. It's just a smoke stream, and it's like the thickest cloud of smoke. I was just like,
that's some special effects shit. You gotta save those for a video. You got a vlog idea. I was trying to do some of those smoke bombs when Rocky had come down the slip and slide. I was like, all right, light the smoke bombs. Yeah. And then I want you to slip and slide through the smoke. You know, we tried it. It didn't really work. But if we had one of those big ones, it would have been.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, it's about this big, but it says on the package, the last up to 2 minutes. And I was like, yeah, right. But I remember getting some in the previous years. But I mean, I literally about after a minute, I just picked the thing up and was running around with it, and then it like warns you.
Safe gun.
It warns you at the end, I guess, with a little pop, pop, pop. and I was holding it, and I was like, oh, shit. Oh, God. It's about to explode in my hand. But, no, it, I think they're underrated. I'm impressed.
I think you're lucky. I think you're lucky all this firework, all your firework stories. But,
oh, man.
Okay, on other news, this is the last thing we're going to talk about because I know we just go and go sometimes. But I am on the edge of my seat, folks, and I'll tell you why. Current event, what's her name? Jelaine Maxwell.
Yes.
Has been arrested.
After being in hiding.
After being hiding and then posting her lawyer, posting fake pictures of her at the In-N-Out in L.A. She wasn't there.
Oh, I didn't know about that part.
Yes, they were posting a picture of her being at In-N-Out. But it's like if you look in the picture, it shows like the date or something. It was like from years ago or something. I don't know. They figured out that was a scam.
She was in hiding in this luxury house in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
She was.
They can't serve you if you're hiding.
For anybody that's unaware, she was basically... Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand man, mm-hmm. going to get the models,
sex trafficking ring,
and bring them in, and then
do you think that she's gonna get killed in jail?
Oh my God, if she ends up quote unquote committing suicide, if she's even convicted, up to 35 years they said. That would be conspiracy.
Before she has the chance to talk is what I'm saying. For talk against all the important people that she could probably get in lots of trouble, like Bill Clinton, Donald Trump,
Prince Andrew. Who hasn't come out and said anything. He's still in hiding.
He says that he has nothing to do. Like he canceled some kind of golf trip, but
refuses to talk to the
FBI. I don't think he'd get in trouble. I think that somebody even said, like, I think she'd sell out Bill Clinton before she sold out Prince Andrew. Because he's like her homie, and he's the one that like got her, made her a socialite in New York and all this stuff. And they showed a picture of her on the Queen's throne from where he like took her and Kevin Spacey and Bill Clinton were all three together when they went on a tour through like the castle or whatever. And she was like sitting on the Queen's throne in a picture with Kevin Spacey, and apparently Bill Clinton was like right off to the right. And, like, they're all good friends, right?
Major names in that.
Major names, President Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Attorney Alan Dershowitz or something. I don't know. He's a high-powered Harvard law professor. And let's see, Prince Andrew, Duke of York. And then we got U.S. Attorney General William Barr. I mean, imagine some of these people, Attorney General getting indicted or getting, like, told on by this girl if she spills the beans.
What kind of evidence she might have if she's right? got any.
What if she has evidence? Like, that's why, like, she has so much pull and she's got away with it all this time and he never really got in trouble is because they have all this. They have stuff. They probably have blackmail, like, stuff on all these people, right?
I listened to a whole Jeffrey Epstein-based podcast
one time. Allen.
Oh, my gosh. They talked about just the manipulative and the tricky ways, and even some of these victims and survivors in some of the 60 minute videos that I've seen, the Australian 60 minute or something I watch, we're talking about just how they would force them or talk to them or like coerce them to go up to the room and give them massages, and then end up sexually abusing them, and then they'd come out crying because they didn't get the job, and quote unquote didn't get the job. Or
well, there was one this morning. I went down the rabbit hole with this one because I'm like, I really want to see, because I was like real curious as to see what was going to happen with Jeffrey Epstein, and then when he, you know, supposedly killed himself in jail, very convenient, you know. And then it's like, okay, well, then that case is kind of dead and you forgot about it. Well, then now they've got this girl. I'm like, yes, get her.
They're not letting this case die.
And then the Netflix, I watched that. Anyway, I went down the rabbit hole about this girl, and it's just like, she is literally everywhere. The pictures she has with all these famous people. And I mean, like, seriously, I'm going through the list. I'm just looking at it. It's like governors and just all like the attorney general, president. I mean, all these really important people that she's connected to. And it's like, how many of them does she have dirt on? How many of them has she like personally set up a, you know, a child for them or whatever? Yeah. Like I was watching something that said the youngest age that the guy that saw on the island that came off the plane was like an 11-year-old girl.
With braces. I saw some that were talking about models with pictures of models with braces.
And it was like a ski. It was like a pyramid, right? Yeah. There where they like they get the girls and then the girls go and they go to school to their high school or middle schools and recruit more girls. It was like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, yeah. And then in the podcast I was listening to, this one girl went to school and asked her friend, "Hey, come over here to this rich dude's house in Miami or something. He's got a boat and."
Make them look all glamorous.
If you want to make $200 in an hour.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, what do I need to do? And she's like, well, I'll tell you when you get there. And all you got to do is learn how to do massages. It's super easy and super simple.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, they're getting sexually abused and don't even understand why or anything like that. So, like, I want to know in the comments, what do y'all think about all this as far as this?
I don't think it was just her setting it up for him either, because I saw one this morning. It was a girl. She's Jane Doe because she doesn't want to be her name out there. And it, like, blurred her face or whatever. But it was saying she personally raped me over 20 times, that she was involved in these sexual acts against them. Like, she was there enjoying, partaking.
With him.
Raping with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So and, it's more than just, she set it up. Yeah. No, she was there raping with them.
And in some of the stories I've listened to, they said that it made the girls, the little
teenagers,
feel more comfortable with her in the room, right? Too.
Yeah, she made it out to be like there was some sick family. Like she referred to them as her children. And it's just so sick. I love true crime. I mean, it's terrible all this that had happened and these poor women that had to go through this at such a young age when you don't really even know yourself or your sexuality or what, you know, like you don't, you're not sure like how far is too far, and it's an adult and they got all this money, so they must know what's best for me.
You think it's okay and where's my $200 and I'll come back next week.
Yeah. And then I'm sure they try to justify it by like, okay, well, they knew what they were doing. It's like, no, they don't. They're little kids. Yeah. Like sex trafficking. I had a girl on my, I had a lady on my victims podcast that was a victim of sex trafficking twice. Mm. And her story is crazy. Y'all go listen to it. But it was like, she's an advocate now and works with the FBI to try to bring down sex trafficking rings, and was like trying to explain how a 14-year-old can't give consent. You know, like, even if she says, yes, please have sex with me, that's a 14-year-old girl, it's still rape. Mm-hmm. Like, you're still, you can't, they've been brainwashed and just mind, you know, they're just been taken over. So, it's crazy. I mean, I'm literally on the edge of my seat to find out what happens to this lady. Is she going to die in jail before she's ever able to testify against anybody? Will she testify against anybody? How strong is the case against her? I mean, this is the ones that they've arrested her on are from like 1994, 1996 or something. So is there a statute of limitations on that?
They've got to play. They probably, hopefully, have learned from the Epstein issues to play it differently this time, to where
please sing like a bird. Yeah, please sing. Yeah. I really want to see.
They got their ducks in a row as far as that goes, to where she does get twisted into telling stuff or saying
stuff. She
was
at Bill Clinton's daughter's wedding. She was like right there in the front row. Like, you know what Bill Clinton's like. Because the Monica Lewinsky thing, you already know that he's a freak. So I mean, like, seriously, I want to know if they did it. I want to know it, and I want everybody in the world to know it, and then them be held accountable, because there is nothing in my mind. I just cannot wrap my head around that. And taking advantage of little girls and stuff, that just, I hate. That, like, makes my skin crawl. Yeah. If there's anything I hate, there's nothing in the world I hate more than that.
I'll shoot somebody for that, for real.
Right, for real. Like, let's go. Yeah, give me the gun.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
happy 4th of July.
There we go. Happy birthday, America. We are free, home of the free and brave.
Yes. Thanks, y'all, so much for listening and watching.
Leave a comment with all your thoughts and opinions on everything we discussed today.
Hit the subscribe button if you're watching.
The fireworks, the killings, the shootings, everything's so crazy.
Getting crazy out here. Y'all just stay home. Just stay home where it's safe.
Masks,
I'm going to be staying home where it's safe.
Oh, that does it. Episode 107 in the books.
Thanks for listening.
Don't tell mom.
Bye, y'all.
Peace.
Peace.